Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Perik Zayin Mishnah Aleph. So we already know that there's a mitzvah same in the Torah to bench after eat bread. Pasuk says, V'yachalta yalit v'savata b'ful v'yirachdas Hashem lekecha al oretz ha'tayva shenasan lach. And we already learned that there are three brachas to Birchas Hamazon, the bracha of Hazan, which he said was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, the bracha of Noidelecha, which was made by Yeshua, that talks about Eretz Yisrael, and David Hashlemu Masakein Rachem, which ends by Yerushalayim. To explain again what we explained in the previous Mishnah, the Torah says you have to thank Hashem for these three things. The actual text of the bracha, the Nusach HaBracha, was made by Moshe Yeshua and David Hashlema, and then we added later a fourth bracha to benching, and that's the bracha of Atayva Meitev, which we say after Bainu Yerushalayim. But that's Midrabanan. Now we're going to learn about Zimun. What is Zimun? If you have people that eat together, they have a chiyuv to bench Mizumin. That means one of the people says to everyone else, Chevra, let's bench. He may say Rabosai Nevarech, he may say Rabosai Nevelim Benchin, but he calls the others to bench. And this is a covenant for the Rabbanu Shalom that we all get together and we thank Hashem together. In previous generations, the minig was, when the Mizamin said, let's bench, he benched out loud, and everybody listened to him, and they answered Amen, and they were Yotzei Derchayv. That's mamish, benching together. One person benches, and the others are listening to him. But later on, that was changed. And the problem is, you're Yitaka Yotzei when you're listening to someone else bench. If he has a mind to be Yotzei you, and you want to be Yotzei, but you have to focus and concentrate on what he's saying, and we get easily distracted. And if we're going to get distracted, we'll be Masiach Das, we won't be Yitz. Let's see our Mishnah. Shloishav, you have three people, Sha'achlu Reiter Suda Ke'achod, together. Chayavin Lezamein, they're Mechuyev, to get together for Birchas Hamazon. In other words, one person calls out to the other ones, come, let's bench. So one person says, Rabbi Yisrael, let's say Mevelim Bench, or he says, Rabbi Yisrael, Nevarech. And everyone's going to answer, Yehi Shem Hashem, Avayrach Me'atavi Adaylam. And then the one that's benching repeats it. And then he's going to say, Bereshus, Meronah, V'Rabbaisai, with the permission, those that are around me, different Nischois over here. So assuming there are three people there, not a minion, he's going to say, Nevarech, She'achalnu Mishaloi. Let's bless Hashem, for we have eaten of what is His. And everyone's going to answer, Baruch She'achalnu Mishaloi, V'tivu Chiyunu. Gebench is Hashem, for we have eaten of what is His, V'tuvai, and through His goodness, Chiyinu, we live. Yeah, life is a gift. It's always important to thank for a gift. The Alshach HaKadosh says, Hashem has a minig. You know what Hashem's minig is? Well, we thank Him for something, the more He gives us. So once again, Shloisha, three people, She'achlu that ate their suda ke'echo together, Chayavim lezamen, amachuyiv to bench mezumen. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, if someone eats something which is asur b'yachila, you can't count him in to bench mezumen. However, the Mishnah is going to give us a list of things, and this list is going to appear many times in Mishnais, of things that aren't 100% okay, but it's good enough to say you could bench Mizumin. For example, says the Mishnah, Ochal, if someone ate bread that was made of the Tvuah of Demai. Demai is Tvuah that was purchased from an Am Haaretz, and we are concerned that he didn't take off proper Maestros. The word Demai means, says the Batnura, Domai, what is this? Was Maestros taken from it or not? So Chazal were concerned that when you take peiros and amaretz, maybe he did not separate maestros. And Chazal said you can't eat from their peiros until you take off certain maestros. Now, if he ate and did not take off these maestros, you can still bench mezumah. We don't consider it a mitzvah bar baveira, because the maestros, most of the amaretzim did take off maestros. And that's the reason that under certain circumstances, Chazal allowed us to eat the mai. For example, Chazal said you can feed poor people demai. And once Chazal said poor people can eat demai, so technically speaking, even a rich person can say all of his nechasim are hefker, and then he becomes poor. So it's mutter for him to eat demai. So therefore, because demai, even in a remote way, could become mutter for everyone, we don't really consider it a meichel shel iser. You're supposed to separate demai, but lemaisa, you can still bench mezumen if he ate demai. Vayter, says the Mishnah. Second item on this list. It's important to know this because, again, like we said, it appears many places in Mishnayos in regard to different things, this list. Umaisa rishon shenitla trumasi. What are we talking about over here? You have to separate Truma. Truma goes to the Kohen. Then you have to separate Maaser Rishon that goes to the Levi. The Levi also has to separate Truma from his Maaser Rishon. So we have here Maaser Rishon that was given to a Levi, the 10% that was given to a Levi. Shenit la Trimasai. And afterwards, Truma was taken off from this Maaser Rishon. I don't understand. This is what you're supposed to do. So what's the chiddush of the mission? The mission is trying to tell us a chiddush. Even though it was Maaser Rishon, Shenit la Trumasai, just like we said before, even though you're supposed to be Mafrish Demai, okay, Nish Geferlich, you can still bench Mezumah. But he's doing everything right over here. So obviously the mission is telling us a chiddush where something went wrong. So what went wrong? The rule is you have to first separate Truma, called Truma Gedayla, and give it to the Kayin, and afterwards you give Maaser Rishon. What if the Bailam got the Seder wrong? And they first separated Maaser Rishon. So now the Kayin has to get out of this Maaser two different types of Trumas. The regular Truma Gedayla, you were supposed to give to the Kayin before you gave the Maaser to the Levi. Besides for out of Maaser, there's Trumas Maaser that has to go to the Levi. So the Levi that got this Maaser Rishon, knowing that the Bailam didn't separate Truma, he has to separate first regular Truma, and then another tenth from what's left over, which is the Truma that you always take out of the Maaser. Now, we're not finished yet. When do you have to separate Trumas and Maasers? It's only after it's processed, it was threshed, you separated the seeds and the different things that have to come out of the Tefuah, and you piled it up nicely. So again, what if someone went and he separated Trumas Maaseres before it was piled up? Right after it was cut, before I took out the parts that have to come out of the Tefuah. Here I am, I cut my Tefuah, I still know, oh yeah, I have so much more work to do. You have to get all the stuff out of this Tefuah, out of the ears of corn, before we can start piling it up. All of a sudden the Levi shows up, he takes his Maaser Rishon before they separated Truma Gedayla. This Maaser that the Levi took too early is potter on Truma Gedayla. In other words, because he took it before we finished processing the Tefuah, he has to separate the Trumas Maaser, the tenth of his regular Maaser. But the Truma Gedayla that he's supposed to separate and give to the Kayin, that he doesn't have to do. When our Mishnah says Maaser Rishon, Shenitlo Trumas, you know what our Mishnah is talking about? We're talking about Maaser Rishon that only Trumas Maaser was taken, but not Truma Gedayla. Only the regular Truma that's supposed to come from Maaser, but the first Truma that the Balabas is supposed to give to the Kayin, that never happened over here. And we're talking about a Levi who got a hold of this Maaser before the Tefuah was finished. And Memela, it's really putter on Truma Gedayla. Therefore, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that this bread is mutter bi'achila, even though we did not separate Truma Gedoyla. Let me try to repeat that in a short way. You have to give Truma to the Kayin. You have to give Maaser to the Levi. When the Levi gets his Maaser, he has to separate again Truma from the Maaser. If I gave it straight to the Levi without giving Truma to the Kayin, there's no question about it. The Levi has to take off Truma for the Kayin. That's the Truma that the Balabas should have given. And besides that, a tenth of his Maaser. That's called Maaser Min HaMaaser that goes for Truma. The Chiyuv really starts after you process the Tefuah. After you take out all the stuff from the ears of corn that has to come out. If the Levi comes and takes it before I have nice piles over here, he doesn't have to take off the Truma Gedayla. He only has to take off the Truma that always comes from Maaser. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Maaser Rishon, Shenitl Trumasi, that only Trumas Maaser, the Levi's Truma was taken from it, but not the regular Truma, which in this case is not so bad, because La Maaser, the Levi took it before there was a Chiv to separate the big Truma. Vaitra says the Mishnah, next item on the list that isn't 100%, but it's good enough to be able to bench Mizuman. And that's Maaser Sheni, the Hegdish, Maaser Sheni, Lechem of Maaser Sheni, or Hegdish, Shenivdu that was redeemed, it became Chulin. What's Maaser Sheni? On the first year after a Shemitah cycle, you give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. On the second year of a Shemitah cycle, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Third year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. What happens on the seventh year? Seventh year is Shemitah. What happens every seven Shemitahs? And we have Yovel. On a year, you have to separate Maaser Sheni. Who do I give the Maaser Sheni to? And the answer is to myself. Really? How do I give it to myself? Well, it's not so simple. You have to separate Maaser Sheni and take it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, or redeem it for money. Take the money to Yerushalayim and buy whatever you're allowed to buy with Maaser Sheni money. So when I separate Maaser Sheni and then I redeem it for money because I'm only taking the money to Yerushalayim, what happens to that Maaser Sheni? And the answer is, you can do whatever you want with it. It's chulin. Chulin means it has no kedusha, like choyl, like weekday. You don't have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Any person can eat it. Same is true for Hegdish. If I have food that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, I donated this food for the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no food that goes up on a Mizbeach as a carbon when you donate food, but it belongs to Hegdish, meaning Hegdish can use the value of this food. But I could redeem it with money or with something that has the value of money. The Hegdish goes off my food onto that thing, and the food itself is redeemed. You can do whatever you want with it. So the Mishnah is telling us this person can bench Mizomen, even though he ate Maaser Sheni, the Hegdish, Maaser Sheni or Hegdish and Ivda that was redeemed. I have the same problem here I had before. What do you mean, even though? What's wrong? You're telling me a Chiddush, even though there's a problem, it's not such a bad problem. Because still bench Mizomen. What's the problem? He redeemed it. So obviously there is a problem here. What is the problem? The problem is, how do you redeem either Maaser Sheni or Hegdish? Yeah, you take money, whatever the value is of the Maaser Sheni and Hegdish, and you say that the Kedusha should go off the item onto the money. The halach is you have to add a fifth. Now how you figure out that fifth, we're not going to get into now. But let me just tell you that if the value of the Maaser Sheni or Hegdish, let's say, is 100 dinarim, you have to redeem it with 125 dinarim, not just 100. This person redeemed the Maaser Sheni and the Hegdish, but he did not add the extra fifth. So even though he was supposed to, but lamaisa, the food is still considered good enough that he could bench mizomen. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, v'hashamish, the Mishamish who's serving the people by the Suda, sha'ochal kezayis who ate a kezayis as he's coming and going, he never really sat together with the other people. Now, normally to have benching mizum, you need three people sitting together and eating. The shamish, however, can be counted as the third person, even though he wasn't sitting together with them, but he was constantly coming and going, serving, because that's the way a shamish eats. So therefore, for him, that's called that he joined them. Vayitra says the Mishnah of HaKuti. The Kutim were Ovdei Kechavim that were brought to Eretz Yisrael from Kuta. See, there was a king, his name was Sancheriv, the king of Asher. When he would take over a country, he would move populations around. He wanted to make sure they don't rise up against him in rebellion, so he would like take everyone out of their home and move them someplace else. The Kutim were brought in to live in Eretz Yisrael, in the cities of Shamran, after he sent out the Aseres HaShvatim. Because they were not Yireyim as Hashem, they were attacked by lions. They were not so happy about the idea that they were being attacked by lions, so they said, okay, we'll be Megayer ourselves. So they were shomer on certain mitzvahs that are beferish in the pasuk, on certain things actually that were more medagdic than Yidden were. But there's a big machloikis about Kutim in general, whether they're called real geirim or they just did it because they were scared of the lions and not even geirim. They never meant to become geirim. Our Mishnah is of the opinion that they were real geirim. Later on, they caught them serving avodah zarah. They realized that they cannot be considered Yidden. They had a din of Ovdei Kechavim. But right now, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, during that time period, the Mishnah considered them a Yid, and therefore, v'hakuti, if someone sitting over here is a Kuti, he can be the third person. You can be Mitzarefim to bench Mezumen, and all these things, Mezamnen Aleyan. These foods are good enough for Zimun, even though, as explained, with each of these things, there's a little bit of a problem. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, Now we're going to have a list of things that are more than just a little bit of a problem. Avul, but. Achal, someone ate bread that was made out of tfua of tevel. Tevel means tfua that we know for a fact that proper trumasim ma'isis were not separated from it. The word tevel is really a combination of two words. Tav, loy. It's not good. It's aser b'achila. Or someone ate umaisa rishon shaloy nitla trumasai, maisa that was given to a levi. And as explained before, you're supposed to take off from the maiser and give truma to the kohen that wasn't done. Or a maiser sheni, the hegdish maiser sheni, or hegdish aloy nitla that was not redeemed. The ashamish or a shamish ochel that ate pachas mekazayas less than a kazayas. The oivet kaychavim, or someone who's an oivet kaychavim, not even a koti. Ain mezamn malayim. They cannot be used to join along for a zimun where you need a minimum of three people. Now here too, we're going to reverse what we did earlier. Remember we said earlier that there has to be some type of a problem? When we said it's okay if it's Maaser Rishon, the truma was taken from it, if it's Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that was redeemed, we said, look, there has to be some type of a problem over here. If not, it wouldn't be a Chiddush that it's okay. So in this part of the Mishnah, we're saying the same thing. We can't be talking just about Tevel, where the person didn't take off Trumas and Maaseres. That we know is not good. Can't just be talking about Maaser Rishon that you didn't take off Truma. Of course that's not good. Or Maaser Sheni and Hegdish that no one redeemed, the Mishnah wouldn't have to tell me these things. So obviously, it wasn't as bad. Just like in the first part of the Mishnah, we said that it's not as good as the Mishnah makes it sound. If not, there wouldn't be a Chiddush that you can bench Mezumin on it. Over here, it has to be, it's not as bad as the Mishnah makes it sound. If not, there wouldn't be a Chiddush that it's not good. There must have been a reason why I would think that the Tavel is good. Or I would think that the Maaser Sheni v'Hegdish that wasn't redeemed is good. And the Mishnah has to tell me a Chiddush that in this case it's not. So what's the story here? What does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says, no, he ate tevel, bread that's tevel, you can't be mitzar of him lezimun. Zok the Gemara, we're talking about something that's only tevel midrabanan. For example, a gruin of flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it. Min ha-Torah, it wouldn't be mechuyev in Trumas Yemaisris, only peiris of Eretz Yisrael, that grew in the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Or it grew in a flower pot that does have a hole in it. If the flower pot has a hole in it, it draws energy from the ground. So that's like it grows from the earth. Those are the peiros that you're mechuyev min ha-Torah that separate Trumas Yemaisris from it. But if we have a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, it's not mechuyev in Trumas Yemaisris, only midrabona, not min ha-Torah. It's tevel, but it's tevel midrabona. And that's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says that even though it's only midrabanan, we still say, if this is what he ate, you cannot be mitzar of him lezimun. What about the case of Maaser Rishon, shaloi nitla trumasai, Maaser Rishon that no truma was taken from it? So it can't be stam you gave Maaser to the Levi, and he bechlal didn't take off truma, that I would know on my own. Rather, says the Gemara, we're talking about a case where the owner separated the Maaser Rishon from the Tfuah. Remember, Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. He separated the Maaser Rishon from the Tfuah only after it was completely piled and the Malacha was finished. And he did so before he separated Truma Gedoyla. Remember, first you have to give Truma to the Kayan, then the Maaser to the Levi. This person, after everything was already finished, and there was a regular Chiyuv to give Truma and Maaser, he gave Maaser to the Levi first. So the din is, you have to take that Maaser, and two Trumas have to be taken from this. One is the regular Truma Gedoyla you are supposed to take and give to the Kayan before he separated Maaseres. And the other is the regular Truma that comes from the Maaser itself. Whenever you give Maaser to a Levi, he has to take off Truma. So what does our Mishnah mean over here when our Mishnah says, Maaser Rishon shaloi nitla trumasai, Maaser Rishon that no truma was taken from it. What happened was, again, the balabas, after everything was piled up, after there was a full chiyuv of trumasi maaseres, he only gave the maaser, not the truma. And the Levi went ahead and took off the regular Trumas Meiser, Truma for Meiser that has to go, but he never fixed the fact that the first Truma was never given to the Kohen. So our Mishnah is telling us, once there already was a Chiyuv to give Truma, because he finished taking out from the ears of corn all the things that have to be taken out, it was already piled up, ready to go, then the Meiser that he gives to the Levi cannot be used before you take off that Truma and goes to the Kohen. Besides with the regular Truma out of the Meiser that has to go to the Kohen. And if someone ate from this Meiser before you took off the regular Truma Gedoyla, that's called Osur Dikapas, and you cannot be Mitzarefim Lezimun. What does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says Meiser Sheni and Hegdish that was not redeemed? Of course, if it was not redeemed at all, we know. It's Osur. You can't be Mitzarefim Lezimun. But it means like this. Meiser Sheni has to be redeemed on a coin that has a Tzura. There's an image on the coin that tells us the value of the coin. It's used as currency. That's learned from the pasuk Vitzarta hakesef biyotcha. There has to be a tzura on the coin. So if I can take out a tiny slab of silver, perfectly round, it has value, but there's no tzura on it. You can't redeem Meister Sheni with it. As far as Hegdish is concerned, there's no din that there has to be a tzura. That's be a medbeya. But you can only redeem Hegdish on movable objects, not on karka, not on land. Our Mishnah is talking about where he redeemed the Meiser Sheni. He redeemed the Hegdish, but he redeemed it in a wrong way. Not just like we had at the beginning of the Mishnah, where he didn't give a Chaimish. That's at least good b'diavad. What this person did means the pinyon is useless. With the Meiser Sheni, he used a Madbeya that has no Tzura on it whatsoever. And for the Hegdish, he used karka. He redeemed it on land. And it's not good. The Kedusha does not go off the Hegdish. So when he ate this bread of Meiser Sheni that was not redeemed on a Medbeya that has a Tzura, or he ate Hegdish bread that was not redeemed on movable objects, it's as if it wasn't redeemed at all. And that's why you can't be Mitzarefim Lezimut. Weiter says the Mishnah, V'hashamish she'ochel pachas me'kazayis. The shamish that ate less than a kazayis. So, again, there has to be some chiddush here. We know if you eat less than a kazayis, you can't be mitzaref the person for Zimun. He's not mechuyev to bench. We'll see that weiter, Bez Hashem. So here the Gemara says, Enechanami, there's no chiddush here. But the Mishnah is just including all the other things on the list, so we include this as well. B'yoyved kaychavim. So we know an Ovid Kechavim, you can't be Mitzarefim Lezimun. He's not Mechuyev to bench. But we're talking about an Ovid Kechavim over here that started to be Megayer himself, but didn't finish. He had Bris Milah, but he didn't toivel himself in a mikveh yet. So the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, even though he already had Bris Milah, but if he didn't finish becoming a Ger by toiveling himself in a mikveh, the din is still Ein Mezamnaleim. You cannot be Mitzarefim for Zimun.